Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des, all about Champions League last night.
Indeed, and a surprise as well, because Borussia Dortmund reached their third Champions League final after Mats Hummels' second half goal earned them a 1-0 victory in Paris against Paris Saint-Germain. So a 2-0 aggregate win for the German side. Hummels headed home from a corner 5 minutes into the second half to send the Germans, who won the title in 97, into the first final in Europe's top club competition since 2013. Now, PSG hit the woodwork 6 times in the 2 games, but they failed to score. And as Kylian Mbappe also had a poor game by his standards. The Dortmund coach, Edin Terzic, was asked to pick one word to sum up his evening.
Proud. If I have to find and pick one word, it's just a very proud moment for us. I'm very proud for my staff, for my team, for the club. And yeah, the dream is not over yet.
Definitely not. And was it exactly the game you wanted as a coach from your team?
I think that we suffered a lot, and but we showed a very good away game against a team that is so powerful up front, so quick, so mobile. We kept 2 clean sheets. We won both games in the semi-final. This is unbelievable and outstanding.
I know you won't want to pick out individuals, but the boys at the back for you tonight, led by Hummels, extraordinary.
Oh, led by Gregor Kobel, and then Hummels, and then Schlotterbeck, and then Julian Riasson, Ian Madsen, the boys in front of them. It was an outstanding team performance. Other than that, you have no chance to keep a clean sheet. It's impossible. I think that they've been the better team in the first half in terms of dominance, in terms of ball possession. But we had the biggest chance with Karim Adeyemi in the first half, so he had also a very crucial moment for us to keep this belief high. And then in the second half, it was just like passionate and keep a clean sheet, to do everything to block crosses and shots, and it was nice.
You're going to Wembley?
Sounds good.
It does sound good. Now, in the final, Dortmund will meet either 14 times champions Real Madrid or Bayern Munich, their German rivals. Madrid and Bayern clashed this evening at the Bernabeu after a 2-2 draw in the first leg. St. Patrick's Athletic have begun the search for a new manager after the club sacked John Daly following a 7th defeat in the Premier Division. They slipped to 7th place in the table after losing 1-0 to Sligo Rovers on Monday, and it appears that ex-Ireland boss Stephen Kenny is top of their list. Amongst the other names being linked with the job are former Pats player Curtis Fleming, the current Waterford boss Keith Long, and former Sligo Rovers and Northern Ireland manager Ian Barraclough. In GAA news, Kildare's Tailteann Cup game against Longford on Saturday will have a capacity of just 1,200 spectators, as they're using their training ground at Hawkfield to host the game. Hard to believe county with Kildare's tradition and big support would have such a small capacity. Longford Miners gave their county a great boost last night in the Electric Ireland Leinster football semi-final. They showed a remarkable comeback against Louth. At one stage, Longford trailed by 5 points, but they battled back to win 11 points to 10. And in the other semi-final, there was heartache for Kildare. They looked set for a victory over Dublin. They led by 5 points with 3 minutes remaining, but Dublin snatched 2 late goals and a point to win by 2-10 to 1-12. Meanwhile, Kerry and Cork are through to another Munster Minor football final, Kerry beating Tipperary by 14 points and Cork beating Clare by 113 to 8 points. In cycling, Jonathan Milan won stage 4 of the Giro d'Italia, seeing off his fellow sprinters in Andorra. There was no change in the overall standings, though. Tadej Pogačar maintaining his 46-second lead over Geraint Williams. Ryan Mullen was amongst a group of riders who were 3.5 minutes down on Milan yesterday. And in racing, it's day one of the Chester meeting. Aidan O'Brien has 2 runners in the featured Chester Vaz, Agenda, and the favourite Grosvenor Square. And there's also an evening meeting at Goran Parker.